The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Guys, we have a lot of trainers that listen to us, and they ask us all the time, you know, how can I become a successful trainer? What should I do? Should I work for someone else or work for myself?
Or where's a good spot to start at?
Where's a good spot? Right.
I get that a lot.
And I'll tell you something. You guys know this. If you can find a good gym to be your own trainer, to work for yourself, somewhere where you can pay a fee and then run your own business, that's ideal.
Develop your own clientele. Yeah.
That's ideal. And we wanted to give a shout out to Justin's gym because this place is sick, right? I mean,
yeah, it's great. And I obviously wouldn't promote it unless I wasn't happy. And it's one of the only gyms that, and I've actually been to quite a few gyms here in the Silicon Valley. And, nowhere else have I found an owner who actually like is pretty involved and listens to trainers and their needs and like equipment and just trying to make the overall vibe and environment work best for, you know, trainers and their clients. So
well, what's cool right now too is I know that Greg has got I think he has a couple openings right now because that's one of the hardest things about your gym is getting into there and being a trainer there because it's all these top-notch trainers that are all working together.
Exactly.
Which creates this a crazy culture amongst these guys. Every time I go in there, I'm like always wowed by, you know, a trainer, the way he's training a client or the technical stuff that they're teaching their clients. I'm like, what a great atmosphere to foster all these great trainers. And it's very rare that he has spots open. And I believe you have
There's a few spots open, and that's why I wanted to mention it over the air for you trainers here in the Silicon Valley. It's a great opportunity for you to jump on it because, yeah, like Adam said, it's been really packed and busy, and like I've had friends actually that I've been in the business with for a long time that wanted to train there, and at that time there was nothing available, so it's a good time. You guys should check it out. They're
now, how is it equipped? How's the gym? Because I've seen pictures when you guys have done your videos working out.
All kinds of cool.
It looks like it's sick. I mean,
you got a track for pulling shit and pushing sleds, right? You got peg boards. You got rope climbing shit. You got everything. You got a bod pod in there for body fat testing.
Yeah, they just got a bod pod in there. So
all rubber plates, right? So you could use platforms. You can do all the good.
Yeah, you can do Olympic lifts. I mean, really. It's just a great vibe. Like, so, you know, whatever you're into, I know a lot of people that listen to us, hopefully you're a smart trainer and,
and if you're not, it's a good place to get smart.
Yeah. You definitely could get smart there. I would say that this is probably like the place, you know, if you're going to go to be around other like-minded.
So if someone's interested in going there, where do they look you up? What's the address? Tell us, I mean, what is it?
It's in Campbell. It's 529 Foreman Drive. And you can check them out at norcalff.com, or you could also even call. I think Mike, his son, is also the manager there, and he'll answer it. It's 888-523-6724.
Well, don't forget to mention, it's located in a great area. The average trainer there probably is able to charge, I would say, between 20 to 30% more than most trainers in other gyms around.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you can make a lot of good money there. Yeah, NorCal Fitness is the name?
NorCal Functional Fitness.
NorCal
Functional Fitness. Check them out. And make sure you mention Mind Pump too, just to make sure they know that you're one of our people.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump with your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
So here's what you do, Adam. This is what you do before your vacation.
What?
You are not allowed to masturbate for at least a week before.
Okay, we're good there.
Because it'll build up your
that's going to give you those
yang
nocturnal
energy.
Emissions.
It'll be
I know all about those.
Nocturnal emissions.
Nocturnal
doesn't that sound like
emissions.
The name of a? Doesn't that sound like a name of a indie rock band?
Oh, that's it. Is like, a good one. I was thinking more like something wrong with your car. It's having nocturnal emissions.
No. Hey, bro.
I gotta go get it checked.
Have you heard that new group? Who?
Hey,
nocturnal emissions.
I have something for you guys.
We are nocturnal emissions.
I have something.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What happens when what's it called during the day? Because that's what I just had.
I don't know.
You just gave me
normal.
You just gave me
afternoon delight. Yeah.
I just emitted
afternoon delight.
All right, lazy pants. What were you gonna say, Adam?
No, I was gonna. I was just thinking about this the other day. Is what would you guys say is your utopia? What is like
what?
Yeah. What is your like your what do you when are you in your most? I don't know if it's euphoric the word I'm looking for, but. You know, I'll give you an example.
Our endorphin rush of
existence. No, not like that.
Is this going to get deep?
Yeah. No, it's not even going to get deep like that.
I think we're talking about like vaginas or something.
Well, no, it could be that too.
Sweet.
I mean, I'm just thinking of moments where you catch yourself almost looking outside at yourself going like, this is what life is about right here. This is what... So, for example, like, and I always relate back to this, is definitely one of my, like, sitting on the tailgate of my truck, midwinter, somewhere like around January... with my best friend, and you know, we're sitting there, and we just got done snowboarding for half the day, and we're kind of enjoying like a midday lunch or drink, and we're looking out at the lifts, and we're sitting in the back, you know, snow's all around us. I'd been snowboarding all day, like that. I relish in that moment. You know what I'm saying? That I think that there's moments like that in life that's, and it reminds me, this is why I work so hard. This is why I do the things that I do, so I can have moments like this and do that. I mean, ultimately, I know I talk about having money and tangible things like that, but those are the things that really, you know, take your breath away, you know, whatever. Like, what are those moments for you guys that, why do you work so hard, man? Why do you work so hard? Why do you bust ass to make money like you do? I mean, we've talked about this before. We could all do a job where we make decent money and pay the bills and get by, but why work hard to make more?
Yeah, we just got deep.
I feel like there needs to be like a theme song from, Top Gun, take my breath away, burning you. I'm sorry, dude. I was ready for a funny one.
You know what? Me and Justin are not serious.
I'm not serious.
You made me slouch down in my chair. Got me all.
You know? Weird. Okay, I'll go.
My breath away.
You don't have to go. You could switch gears on me. That's what was in my mind. I slouched down in my chair. I just relaxed. My eyes rolled back.
No,
a little
bit. I'll tell you two things. First, my utopia. Stop, Justin. My utopia. I'll tell you what. Saturday morning. In my bed with my kids in my bed with me.
Oh, wow.
And we're just hugging and watching cartoons or whatever. That is the best feeling in the world. But then to go off subject, let me tell you what happened the other day. So I take creatine like a gangster. And what I mean by like a gangster is I take the scoop and I put the dry powder in my mouth.
Like in every orifice.
And I take it and I rub it in my eyeballs. No, I just take it in my mouth and I'm done, right? Well, the other day I took the creatine and I must have left some on my like lip under my nose. So I'm like, this is post-workout, right? So I'm walking, people are looking at me funny, right? And I'm an energetic dude. You know
what I mean? Any people like doing the little nose wiggle thing?
Like, yeah, kind of like giving you, let you know.
Yeah, like I got a lot of energy normally. So I'm like, hey, I just finished my workout.
Guys, hey.
I'm like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, why is everybody all fucking weird, man? And I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, fuck. I look like Tony Montana. I look like Scarface.
Oh no,
son of a bitch! It was crazy. I swear to God.
Yeah, you just bust out the running man real fast.
It wasn't. All right. So what's your utopia, Justin? What's your utopia? He's all.
I don't.
He's all meat lover's pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Just gorging out, watching
Star Wars,
some kind of sci-fi
Star Wars.
Yeah, watching Princess Leia in a steel bikini eating a fucking huge pizza. No, that's weird. I'm gonna echo. No, I'll
bro.
Definitely,
do you have like
you're
have,
ruining me I'm right sorry. Now?
In your closet, is there like? Bro, if I come over your house, don't let me go in your room because I'm going to go in your closet.
No, don't go in my room.
Because I'm going to go in your closet, bro.
Have you ever heard of like
and I'm
a fleshlight?
I'm going to look for the Princess Leia.
I got a lightsaber version.
You have a lightsaber fleshlight?
Fuck, yeah.
You know what a fleshlight is, Adam?
No, I don't.
It's a pocket vagina.
Yeah.
It looks like...
totally a joke.
I don't even know... You know how... Why do I know this? It looks like...
I don't know, but you have the Darth Maul version.
It looks like a flashlight. That's why it's called a fleshlight. It looks like a flashlight,
okay.
Except one end of it you
stick your cock,
you bang it,
you make love to,
yeah, you thrust it.
I love how it took you all to find the words for that, yeah, right there. You
okay, I'm gonna take it serious now. Okay, so my kids, you know.
Oh yeah. Wait. Oh, wait, we did a bumper.
Don't you love that?
Mr. Yeah, oh yeah, Mr. Serious Pants over here also. Yeah, all of a sudden wants to get serious. Okay, let's
no. We need a buffer. You know how when you're at
your, I can't bring it.
We
back.
Need a buffer. It's like when you're tasting food, they give you something to clean your palate. We were just talking about Fleshlights. We can't talk about your kids.
I know
after.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
we gotta have
it
a
has
buffer
to be,
in between.
Okay, so what's the buffer then? How do we transition here?
I think we just did. All right.
Okay.
What's
cool.
your what's
so anyway?
Your,
yeah. on the serious tip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your utopia?
Okay, we got to do another buffer. I got to take it back. No more sexual things.
One more buffer.
Okay. No, I like just hanging out. I like to go to the beach with the dog and my two boys, and we throw rocks, you know, into the waves, and then we just walk on Westcliff and chill and, like, you know, all that fun stuff. And then, you know, I go home to my Fleshlight.
That's cute.
Like,
that you guys have
it's
dad
like magical
stuff.
That's really, oh dude, that's but that's the thing. I mean, it's almost like you're kind of throwing it that way. That's the first thing. You're a parent. It's
when you have,
like,
kids,
yeah,
it changes everything.
Okay,
we have to kind of throw that card out there.
Well, as long,
like,
as you guys are keeping it real, because here's the thing with me: don't do that to me when I'm the single guy who doesn't have kids or anything like that. And you guys aren't giving me the raw truth. You're giving the answer you're supposed to give because you're dads. And you guys deep down, you're going like, fuck, you know, to be honest. I'm thinking about Vegas in a club. I just did a line of coke. I'm dancing on the
oh
tables.
I mean,
there's
if I
fucking
was...
four girls. That, I mean, that is like,
you know,
if,
what? We need to be clear.
Like,
people think we do a bunch of drugs because of you.
Yeah, I know, right?
We don't do a bunch of drugs.
I think Doug's like a huge cokehead.
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't do a bunch of drugs.
Listen, we're
Doug does
to
a bunch
him,
of drugs.
Doug does it. Doug does it.
Yeah, I should keep in crime.
No.
We're already setting her up for Cokesville.
Ever since Doug got out of rehab 3 months ago, he's been clean.
Yeah,
I just like talking about drugs.
Said it
I
was
feel like it's another one
too.
Of those such. It's such a taboo subject
to talk about drugs.
Yeah, that's why I like it. I think it's so great to talk about because it's
yeah,
like,
I know
he said drugs.
That's like your little
he
monkey
said
wrench you throw into the conversation.
I do. I love that. Oh, he yeah. said cocaine. Oh, he says
you got to come up with a new one though. We should get you to talk about, like, you know, heroin or.
Well, you know what's
something
heavy?
A little right, more.
You switch it to heavy.
You know what's
yeah?
You,
let's party down.
You know what's a drug that I would love to try? I'm just gonna be honest here.
Yeah,
a Quaalude.
Quaalude.
You know why?
They were popping the Wolf of Wall Street. That's why.
Well, no, well, yeah, because nobody makes them anymore, and people used them in the 60s and 70s.
Dude,
and
they are, yeah.
I'm like, I want
80s.
A Quaalude.
Can we make them?
I don't think you can.
We can't?
I don't even think they
I just
exist
like
anymore.
It because of the name.
I'm disappointed.
Me too. It's
I mean, when else would you say Quaalude?
What would you say is the closest thing to that now?
Fuck, I have no
interlude.
Idea. But on that subject, why do some people try certain drugs? For example, why would anybody ever try crack?
Interesting.
Or heroin.
Yeah. Well, typically
they both seem like they are horrible. Why would you even want to?
Because
try them?
They're it's normally something that you've stepped your way. So I don't know much. I don't know as much about crack as I know about heroin. And heroin being a very heavy
usage wise, or you're just
no, I've never tried it, but I do know that it's obviously it's like a super opiate, right? So it's typically what happens is somebody who, like, let's say you get hooked on, like, pain medication like Vicodin.
Oh, I see.
And it's that's a pretty strong opiate. And then after you've been taking 20 of those, you're like, okay, I need to step it up a notch because I don't want to take 20 of these pills. I'll take 2 Oxycontins. And then you start taking Oxycontins and you get up to 10 of those. And you're like, fuck, this is ridiculous. Then you not only is it ridiculous price-wise, but it's also really bad for your liver. And then typically what those guys do is go like, fuck, I never thought I'd ever shoot myself up. But it's actually healthier for me to shoot myself up with heroin than it would be to take fucking 20 Oxycontins. Mm. And so they just keep, and that's what happens.
And then you're on VH1.
And
it's,
you know what's
like,
funny?
Look where they are now.
He's
show.
Such a good salesman that he just made sense.
I want to do
that,
heroin
that just made
now.
Sense. Yeah.
I just switched like 10
better,
people from doing it. Just
get healthy
10
and get on
the
intravenous.
Doing heroin.
Yeah, don't do Vicodin.
Stop taking pills and go intravenous.
Level the fuck up, bro. Get your shit.
That's horrible. Don't do heroin.
Wow.
Mind Pump does not advocate.
But so I don't know.
The use of heroin.
I'm not as familiar with crack, and but I'd imagine,
like, why would you do it? Like, people make jokes about it. Like, what are you doing, smoking crack?
Well, it's
I'd never.
It's wow. like cheap. It's cheap. It's
yeah,
cheaper
you get
for
the same high from that as snorting, right?
Yeah, I mean, so it's like cheaper version of cocaine, yeah. right? So you can't afford coke, so you normally do crack. Is normal.
Plus, it's the stigma that it's just like anything else that creates the stigma around it because of poverty. You know, they want to keep like these. you know.
Maybe.
I love us talking about drugs. Because
I'm an expert.
So, we know so little about it, right? I know we're all talking about, yeah, so yeah. This is technically how this
happened. I mean, this is what I saw in a documentary.
And there's somebody listening right now.
I'll regurgitate it to you guys because you've never heard it before.
These guys don't.
I know a lot about supplements.
Yeah. Which is close. Yeah.
We usually stick to what we know, but I love it when we and we just talk.
Yeah. Hey, what's the crate?
Okay. We should talk like we're experts on something totally random right now.
Don't we always
you
do
wanna
that?
Just pick something?
Wait a minute. That's what we're doing right now.
I didn't even know we were doing that.
Okay, no, I got something for you. So what's the craziest supplement like stimulant combination you've ever done? Because I know back in the day we were all fucking addicted.
You've heard of mini thins before?
Are we talking about legal?
Yeah.
I actually have a story for this for sure. Actually, I'll never forget this. So when we worked for that gym, the big gym,
you don't have to hide everything.
That one in the sky that we've like really mentioned the branding and how often it's open and you know.
So we all went through our speed stack stage, which I know I got Justin.
So speed stack was a drink.
He wanted a more productive employee.
It was a drink that had ephedra. Yeah. Caffeine and aspirin.
Okay, so that being said, this we're dating it back to times before ephedra was illegal. So right. you can
so
get
this was real ephedra.
Yeah, real ephedra in the speed stacks in a closeout day. Okay, I had four of those speed stacks, and I had six Xenadrins.
He was on another level.
So I had six Xenadrins, four of the coffees. In true story, so I started the day at work. I think it was at 5-6 in the morning.
Could you feel your hair growing and shit?
No, yeah. But what I did
started bleeding.
When I got home from work after working from 6 a.m. all the way till midnight, I got home and I'm laying in my bed at 1 in the morning and my hands were trembling. I mean, just nonstop trembling, and my eyes were flickering, and I was looking at the ceiling, and I'm going like,
I think that was too much.
Well, the crazy part was because I was so amped because it was a closeout and we were working like crazy and I was training clients. My energy was through the roof. I was sweating my dick off all day long. It never really hit me until I tried to lay down and go to bed.
And then you were fucked.
Then when I tried to lay down and go to bed, I could feel my heart pounding. I could feel this. And I laid there for probably a good hour realizing like this is not going away anytime soon. So I got back up, I showered, I had something to eat. Then I came back down to work at 4 o'clock in the morning and worked a whole other day. And I think I crashed around one. I shouldn't say a whole other day. So it was 4 o'clock in the morning till about 1 in the afternoon. I would just hit the floor.
Bro, well, you set the stage way too high here.
Okay. Nobody doubted that.
Anything like
No. I used to do that. And then I combine it with Yohimbe, which works synergistically. Well, I think we all drank. Everybody who worked in that gym back in
those
days.
We were stacking.
Dude, I used to hand them out at my fucking production meetings.
Yeah, that's what
I'd have a production meeting and I'd fucking throw, here's a grape, here's a fucking cherry flavor. Everybody, drink these. It's time to go sell some memberships. And we'd get hyped on these drinks. I wonder how many years we took off our lives.
I know.
Bro, I'm serious.
Oh, I'm sure we did.
Which is weird and I'm just like going to go ahead and get personal here. But like I had this whole... issue. Like I had a tumor that they found in my adrenal gland.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and I totally don't attribute it to that. I totally don't blame you, Adam, for supplements that you're pumping me with, and then totally led
was
to
he
this
giving
tumor
him to you?
Inside me.
Was he giving you a
removed.
Bunch of speed stack?
Yeah, no, yes, but allegedly. But I was number one in the company.
That's exactly.
I got trophies to prove it.
This is my point.
But I had a tumor. So sometimes it backfires is what I'm trying to say. And this is a true story.
No, you actually had a tumor.
I literally had a tumor that I had to get removed. And so
let's everybody's freaking out right now. It was non-cancerous.
It was not cancerous, but it was benign and it had nothing to do with that. It was like apparently like one in the doctor that does these types of surgeries, like he only does like maybe like 5 a year.
Is
like
this why they're
very rare.
Is this when they removed your testicle?
Oh yeah, because I had too much testosterone.
Oh, okay.
That it was,
no,
it was
he
through the roof.
They didn't remove.
No,
everybody,
I got both.
Everybody just got real serious.
I go both dangly.
He's
balls.
Got both.
Yeah,
both of them.
Very.
I've seen them.
They're very great.
No, it was the tumor was on
glorious.
Your adrenal glands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they actually had to remove one, but yeah, that was actually kind of weird because my blood pressure was like through the roof.
So you were naturally on speed stack.
Yeah,
lucky.
But here's the thing: it was too much. It was insane. Like I wasn't like absorbing the proper amount of potassium, so they kept trying to get me a supplement, and that wasn't absorbing. And so then it was just like this risk with anyway. Long story short, I got removed, and then I haven't had a problem since. But it was just one of those weird things that like. You know something's wrong with your body, but you can't really figure out what it is. And it took like all these different appointments to then finally find
the CAT
scan.
I remember when you were going through that.
Yeah, it was a trip. Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. When you kind of have that sense about something, like, you know, something's wrong, but you can't really figure it out.
You should never tell me something like that. So, I'm such a hypochondriac.
I'm saying that now, so like, user beware with like, SpaceX and, you know, Fedra and let's get... party down, get crazy, like, you know. Maybe it didn't happen. Maybe.
You know, I wonder
if it wasn't because of that.
I wonder if that's maybe why we had so much such a hard time gaining weight back then, Adam.
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was.
Because you guys were doing like jumping jacks every second of the day.
Truth be told, so I never drink those. And when I mean by never, I mean rarely ever. I introduce them every once in a while when I'm cutting for a show. Like I'll have one every couple of weeks or something like that when I'm like really trying to suppress the appetite, and it totally suppresses my appetite. Yeah. And it speeds up my metabolism. I can feel it. So,
well, they're powerful central nervous system stimulants.
Yeah.
And use them frequently. You'll actually reduce your ability to build muscle. You'll hammer your body. They're not good for you. They're fucking horrible for you.
Yeah.
I could not. I'll tell you what. At 36 years old, I cannot get away with drinking fucking speed stacks like we did back then. No fucking way.
Oh, no way. Dude. I can't even finish one. I can't even finish it all the way through. I get like halfway through it. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. And it always reminds me like, holy shit.
Instant headache.
Drink four of these a day.
I know.
So
it's so crazy.
Mark and I had worked out this deal with this guy at GNC. And he used to give them to us for cost because we would literally buy 30 cases at a time from him. Cases.
Oh, my God.
We would load in the back of his truck to where it filled his whole truck up. And then we'd bring it to my house. And I had a refrigerator at my house that was nothing but speed stacks, bro. That's how fucking nuts I was.
See, what you should have done is started taking it intravenously.
Well, that was
the next. If it would have followed into your progression.
And this is where I think heroin happens. You know, it starts with a few speed stacks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, we used to keep refrigerators in my house that was nothing but speed stacks.
Well, see, there were two drinks. There was speed stack and there was Rip Force, but Rip Force had less.
It was like the wussier one.
It was such a wussy drink.
Yeah, so we would all crush
all the sugar and none of the...
Yeah, we used to make fun of the Rip Force. Yeah, Rip Force, pussy.
Rip.
you drink Rip Force, you pussy.
Yeah. Get on the speed stack.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what you just listened to was what you should never do.
Yeah, I know.
If you're actually trying to be fit and healthy. Yeah, we followed it horrible. Yeah, it was bad shit that we did.
We were just savages. We just did crazy shit.
I don't even know what was the purpose of this episode here.
What were we doing?
We did it. Well, we were going to talk about something that was comical, and then
we're experts on drugs.
I got all sentimental and wanted to talk about Utopia.
Yeah,
and then Justin
got weird.
Yeah, Justin got weird about it.
I got weird about it. Sure,
he was mentally prepared for something comical.
I was not ready. You know what?
We were going to talk about vaginas. We were going to talk about vaginas, and I took a left.
Dude, every time we train. Get serious, I get uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I really do. That's a problem of mine. Like me and my wife, we could not say wedding vows like in front of people. I was like, this is stupid. Why would you do this? This is awkward. I'll tell this to your face. I'm not telling in front of these people, dude. Like, this is just awkward. I'm not gonna do that. You know,
and you
it's stuff like that. No, we didn't do that. You know, like it's sacred things or things that are like, you know, let's stop and like talk real seriously about this. Like,
God, you
like,
couldn't be any more like my best friend, bro. You were
get
so,
away from me.
I'm gonna have to introduce you guys sometime. You guys have to hang out, bro.
Yeah, I don't like you guys. Couldn't people.
Be. In fact,
if you're like Mr. talk about like life. I don't know, like how to solve things and be like
he's
super.
He's the same way too. He's like, all personal. Here, you know, he does. You know, my best friend
has a sense of humor.
I can't even talk about him on the radio show.
Why?
Because he doesn't like his personal life all about
him. Tell us a story about him.
he couldn't be more like he's so much like Justin that if I introduced him and Justin together, he probably would. He'd no longer be my best friend. He'd probably be Justin's best friend.
All right, cool. We're besties.
Yeah, dude. They would be. They have the same thought process. They talk the same way. They even get offended the same way when I talk shit to him. Like he just they react the same way to me. You know what I'm saying? It's funny.
Well, he's
to
a
him.
Smart guy. I mean, he knows.
He is a very intelligent guy too. He's very
receptive.
Hey, you know what? Not to go off the subject. subject, but I had a I'm getting old moment over the weekend.
Oh man, I had that the other day.
Did you?
Bro.
So here's what happened. So
was it like an achy pain or like a
No.
You pulled your groin?
No. So I was we were in Napa. I was in Napa with my wife and we're doing wine tasting. And then we did a spa afterwards. And you know, you ever get the like the couples massage and then you go into the spa area where it's like only men or only women, you know, steam room, jacuzzi, pool, the whole deal, right?
Oh.
Now I've done the spa before and I've been in locker room. I have never felt comfortable ever in my life just walking around naked in you know in these spas with other men.
I'm listening.
I've always noticed it was always the older dudes that just walk around naked like bro,
you turned into that guy?
Bro,
yes.
You're
the guy that blow dries his balls.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't go that far.
Not yet.
I still had the towel with
come
me.
Come on.
But I could see myself go in that direction.
You got the
like,
wife beater and the medallion.
Yeah, we're like, I don't
let
care.
Let your balls.
Oh, no,
I'm just letting my dick hang out.
Oh, no, dude.
Bro, I went in the jacuzzi. I was just chilling naked like a fucking pervert.
That's
like,
how it starts, bro.
I was just sitting in the corner like.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and I'm just looking around like, whatever.
Literally zero fucks like the shirt.
Yeah, and
yeah,
then
we're turning into
and
that.
Then I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm getting old. Like, I don't care.
You know, that just defines old people in general.
What was your, what was your old,
don't care anymore.
What was your old mode? Did you find a great pube or something like that?
No. I was talking to another. One of my trainers, and you know, she was telling me that she's single, and we were just talking about this and her relationship and blah blah blah. And I was kind of like razzing her and teasing her about, you know, why did you get rid of this guy or whatever. And I don't even know how I referenced myself. And then she was just like, "Oh, gross, you're old." And I was like, "Oh,
ew, gross, you're
yeah.
old."
Yeah, I was like, "Who the fuck says that? Don't say I could hear you. That was right to my face, dude. Like, you know, fuck you, I'm old." You know, she's like 22 years old or like that, and it's like.
You're not that wrinkly.
Oh, pervert.
33? Like, that's that old? It's not that old. And I look like I'm 25, dude. This baby face looks like I'm 25 tops, bro.
Yeah,
tops.
That you're a little... I wouldn't say that.
I wonder...
I'll give you 30.
I want to hear Justin. Yeah, Justin, have you had an old moment?
Every day.
Every day. So I get out of bed, I'm like, fuck.
You know, I've, like you said, it's that comfort in
you just
in
stop
not
caring.
Okay, I'll tell you my old guy. All right. Here it comes. You know, you guys loving to talk about marijuana and stuff, and I'm like, you know, I'm
uncomfortable.
I'm a little uncomfortable like initially, but I'm like, I'm over it. Whatever, it's not a big deal. It's not like a huge like. I don't have any real opinion about it, but. What I do when my kids are around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to this park and these kids are smoking out like, you know, like maybe me and my friends might have done like when we were teenage dumb idiots, like, but they're doing it in broad daylight.
Well, you're in Santa Cruz.
Broad
again.
Daylight in front of like this park,
you
right?
Wanted, you
where
wanted,
all these kids are.
Let me guess, you wanted to beat them up?
No, I went right up to them.
Oh no, you did!
And I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Did you really?
Yeah, I was like, "Get this shit and get out of here!" Like, there's kids here. Like, pack your shit up and leave. And I just stood there and waited till they did. That's my old guy moment.
That is an old guy
I'm
moment.
I'm not going to fucking put
that
up with that.
That is such an old guy moment,
dude. My kids are right there, and you're puffing. You know. Marijuana smoke everywhere.
Oh my God,
into
so
the
great.
Playground.
That's
there.
So great. You
get
did
the
that.
Fuck out of here.
Get off my
dude,
lawn.
I will go off on you. Seriously, bro. Like, who does that? I know you, okay, in your teenage brain, like, some, like, oh, it's, it. You know, I'm so cool for doing this. You don't do that around kids.
No.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't care if you want to make it legal, that's great, but like, you're just being an asshole.
Well,
like, just like
is,
just
no
like
gonna...
if you're drinking like out in public. I mean, if they go and nobody's there in the park and it's dark, you know, like I'm not gonna have an issue, you know. But you're there. All these kids are there, dude. Like, so anyway, that's my old guy moment.
That is a great. That's a great. That's yeah. a great story, though. It's yeah. a great story. Because I've had moments like that now that you say that where I'm like, oh, shit, I would have never done that in the past.
You but know, like, you, like, project yourself in. You're like, I could have been doing that.
Oh, totally. And like, in a movie, at a movie theater. I'm the guy now, too, gets all pissed off with someone chattering around me and stuff like that. Like, shut the fuck up. Seriously, shut the fuck up. Go home if you guys want to have a conversation. We're in the movie theater.
Like, I paid good money for this. Yeah. I'm trying to listen.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So I'm like,
get it off your cell phone.
Oh, bro, I know. And, I'm thinking to myself, fuck, I've done that probably before. What do I
do? Or when somebody speeds in your neighborhood. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're going to kill somebody.
Bro, I used to race my car going backwards
yeah.
in the neighborhood.
I used to light it up for like miles in my truck. Like, there's this one strip at the end, and I would just burn my tire so, like, there was smoke for like I laid rubber for like this whole quarter mile. Someone
did that, if someone did that now in your neighborhood,
you'd I'd be like, I would run after them probably because I'm a crazy person now. What's wrong with me?
See, when you get old, you get crazy.
I got like you. You get a little like old, like crazy anger for
running
no reason.
Out in your boxer briefs, yeah. Dude, fucking chasing
just,
some
like,
car.
All protective, like I push my kids back. Like, oh, what are you doing? I'm coming after you.
Yeah. You know what? Those are the signs, bro. Ah, those, and things too, like
I
where
don't
you
even care.
You know what? I really noticed too, where I've become such a homebody. You know, there'll be like something that we could go do, right? There'd be like something really cool to go do. And my girl be like, hey, you know, so-and-so, they invited us to this, you know, concert. Do you want to go? You know, we got these great seats and this and that. And I'm like, oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah, dude,
and I'm,
totally.
Oh, and I'm like, no, I don't really feel like going.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's like,
it's
okay.
Like the most epic concert
oh,
ever.
Oh, it, totally. It's
you
always.
You know, like something then, like, you know, ground, you know,
oh,
game
someone,
changing.
Oh, someone would hate me if they found, they're like, what, you had free
you
tickets?
You passed those up?
You had free tickets and you were sitting where and you didn't go? I'm like,
yeah,
was,
yeah dude, man, it's tired.
Thursday night. I've been like, up since 4. Like, fuck.
Looking gotta, forward to this, you know, rerun. Of,
yeah, or that, or like, oh, Ray Donovan's Fringe. On tonight. I'd rather much come home. Yeah, actually, and know, I've had this conversation with my girl before. You know, I'd rather, to be honest with you, I'd rather just go home right now and then we could watch, you know, Ray Donovan. It's on the TiVo right now. Oh, wow. And if you make some turkey tacos, that sounds good.
that sounds more my speed.
Yeah, it does, dude. So I'm like, fuck, dude. You know, or my buddies, I text my buddies this weekend. So ironically, I actually just sent this text. This is yesterday, right? I said, man, I got this weird itch. I want a wakeboard, dude. And they both just sent back to me, LOL. They're like, how about a weird itch to golf, you douche? I'm like, oh, dude. You know, just because you motherfuckers gave up on life doesn't mean
regulated.
I gave up on life already. Come on, dude. Oh, yeah, they are. They're already like completely
checked out.
We hung up the wakeboarding. We hung up the snowboarding. We now golf. That's all we do now. We golf now. I'm like, come on, bros.
Yeah, really? I have a poker night with my friends. Yeah, that's like our thing now.
I need younger friends.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
That's what we need. We need some.
Need to be like,
you know what we need to do?
Some youth.
We need to find three.
Because Sal's not cutting it.
You know what? If you're listening right now, if you're listening right now, and you can relate to each one of us, we're looking for 3 25-year-old younger versions of stuff. We need a younger Sal.
We need style.
We need a younger
we
Justin.
Need,
and a
like,
younger Adam.
Yeah,
dude, that's horrible. What you're asking?
The junior mind pump.
That's dangerous.
Junior mind pump.
Yeah. We'll start the junior mind pump.
We'll start the
junior mind pump crew.
Yeah, you know, like the Musketeers. They have that for like the Disney Channel. With that, the young kids.
What
coming
kind of
up.
Mischief are they going to get into? I'm kind of scared.
Junior mind.
You
pump.
Know what? We'll probably get them arrested or killed.
Exactly.
Or something. Or, no. Or both.
Listen, how gangster you guys sound. We're so fucking. We're the old ones. We're inviting them to get us to get off our asses.
That's what I'm saying. You want them to take us out?
Well, yeah. We need. We need.
You know what? You know what? That's
to rejuvenate us.
I'll tell you what.
We
bad.
Can live vicariously.
I'll tell you why.
I
that's
can't
a bad
even
idea.
Stay up past 11.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you why
good
that's a bad
luck.
Idea. We're so competitive. We're so competitive. We'll go out with a bunch of 25-year-old versions of ourselves, and we'll put their asses in the dirt, and we'll fucking
and then we'll pay for it the next day,
and
like,
then we'll be in fucking Ivy the next day, recording from the hospital bed. What happened, guys? We went
to
Vegas.
I bet you, if you die, you can sleep a lot. Yeah, that's all we're thinking. I can't wait.
Well, I just find it would be important to keep our. You know, I tease you guys, but the truth be told, okay. So I know I razz you guys about the whole socks and shoes and the dressing, this and that. But really, we always know this, right? Anytime someone teases someone else, it's always a reflection of themselves, right? So it's my own insecurities. And here is my.
I knew you were Dr. Phil in it.
Dr. Phil. So here. Check this out. So I used to always say this to my clients, right? Or all through my early 20s, I used to always tell them, like, you know, don't get old on me. You know, I'm here to help keep you guys young. I'm gonna keep you young and fit. You're gonna feel young. You're gonna look young. You know, and I'd always tell them, like, you know, everybody. This happens to everybody at one point in your lives. You know, some of you may already be going through this. You stop. Changing you dress the same way you did 15 years ago. You listen the same music you listened 15 years ago. That doesn't happen until a certain age. When you're 10, 15, 20, 25 years old, you're evolving with the time.
You get stuck in a decade.
You
eventually.
Get stuck in a decade and you look back 30 years and you're still in that decade. I said, don't let that happen to you. Well, I'll be completely honest. That happened to me from 28 to 30. And that was when I fell out of shape. I was making all this money and I wasn't really working out as much. I was, wasn't taking care of it. And, you know, my fucking outfits reflected it. My physique reflected it. Like, my music I was listening to reflected it. I almost got stuck in a decade, bro. I was this close.
Thank God you came out.
I had to, bro. Then I went over the top the other direction again. I said, fucking finally got myself
back. You could be like me and just make your own decade.
And wear soccer shoes and wheel life beaters.
This is the shit that's going to be in style in the year 2030.
I thought about wearing bowling shoes.
Well, that's,
is that just like giving up?
Actually, you would look... That would look kind of 50-ish.
Be like style.
It would look good on him. He could pull it off.
Yeah.
You should do something off the wall like that.
I just don't want to be like Ned Flanders, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that old guy that's kind of like bowling shirts and, you know.
We're going to be the old dudes in the gym that tell stories.
There's
kind of like now.
There's this fine line, I feel like. Feel like there's a fine line that you have to have as you get older. You can't follow trends, and you can't be so young and hip that you look like you're trying for an old guy.
Exactly, because that's douchey.
Yeah, it is douchey.
You don't want to be that.
Exactly. And there has to be a part of you that's original yourself, and, you know,
It's a tough balance. Like, I remember having a conversation about this with one of my clients, because, like, I mean, she is the coolest, like, hippest, like, lady for her age I've ever met in my life. Like literally the coolest chick ever, right? And, you know, she just turned like 68, I think. And it's just like you would never even guess. You'd like 40 something. But like she just like has this, the way that she carries herself, you know, is just like so youthful, but like classy, you know. And I don't know how she balances that.
I don't care. I'm going to be a dirty old man. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to be that dude. I'm
trying to be serious.
I know, but I'm
working on it.
I'm going to be that dude. I agree with you, bro. I think there's a balance to keep like that. I think it's healthy for you, Sal, Mr. Health Guy. I think it's unhealthy, bro.
To be a dirty old man?
To wear soccer shoes and wife beaters forever is unhealthy.
Really?
It's unhealthy. It's okay right now.
It'll be unhealthy later.
It'll be unhealthy after a while.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know. I'm going to be that dude who doesn't. I mean, I'm always going to care, not care.
Unhealthy. Yeah. Unhealthy. It's how I'm going to get
it. It sounds like I just dress like shit. The reality is, I know, right? I dress pretty good because my wife dresses me, but I still dress pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, that's one for both of you guys. I have no idea. Who is, is your wife the better dresser out of you? Is she the one who would?
Oh, my wife. You know why? Because I'm in sweats every day. I've been in the fitness industry forever. I never really, you know.
We kind of play off each other. So I feel like she was always asking me, you know, does this work with this? Is this? And then I do kind of the same with her. So I don't know. I think it would be kind of equal.
Yeah.
She'd probably, disagree. But she's really good. She lets me do my thing because, like, I obviously am pretty stubborn.
I think the test is, you know, when you both are about to walk out the door to go somewhere, is there ever either one of the husband or wife that stops the other one, says like, are you gonna wear that?
Oh yeah, or you're not going out like that.
Yeah, or has you changed like, you know.
So here's the problem. I judge my clothes not by how like how stylish they look, but how muscular they make me look. So I'll wear like an old like ugly t-shirt, but because it makes me look kind of buffed, that's the shirt that's going to go on. Not the nicer looking shirt that makes me look a little smaller.
You know what I love?
You know what I'm saying?
Like the soft, comfortable stuff.
This is why we're such a good radio show. You know why? Because of shit like that. Because
it's true.
No, exactly. Because
it's true.
Because we're okay with it. And here's back to like where we don't fit in a box. It's like, dude, it's okay to say shit like that. It's okay to admit that. Hey, dude, there's sometimes I put a shirt on and I'm like, I'm not going to wear that. I don't look good in that, man. I don't care how stylish it is or how expensive a shirt is.
You just don't look buffed enough in it.
I don't. It doesn't fit my fucking arms right. It's just
well, in fact, I honestly,
It makes me look fat, man. Just not wearing that.
There it is.
Yeah. That's. I think truth be told, right? I'm okay with it. I'm okay with admitting that. I can say that to myself. Yeah. Hey, you know, I can't wear that because it doesn't look good. But a lot of people are afraid to say that.
Why I used to never wear shorts.
Oh, yeah, no calves. Yeah,
small calves.
Yeah, 100%, dude. That's why you see me wearing shorts all the time now. Yeah. Dude, Adam, where did Adam get all these shorts?
As soon as he got medium calves, boom,
shorts. Yeah, shorts came out,
dude. Out, baby. Wintertime and all.
Let them out.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.